USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visited Beauregard, Alabama on Friday, where 23 people died in a massive tornado that hit last Sunday. He tells the crowd at a local shelter that he met earlier with some people who lost their loved ones.
She said, I lost 10 people, and a couple of others lost 2 and 3. I've never seen anything like it.
Before leaving Washington, he talked about his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort's sentence, including what the judge said.
For whatever reason, I was very honored by it, also made the statement that this had nothing to do with collusion with Russia.
Manafort is scheduled to be sentenced next week in Washington for illegal lobbying. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 23 points, the NASDAQ down 13, and the S&P 500 down 6. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prepty. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
In Washington, the president's messaging office is undergoing transition again. Former Fox News executive Bill Shine is out as director of the White House Communications Department. Though his time was short, Shine was somewhat longer than some of his predecessors. He lasted less than a year after leaving Fox News in July of last year. He drew criticism as a former executive at Fox, and he's said to be leaving to take a job as an advisor for the president's 2020 re-election campaign and to spend more time with his family. The star of the helicopter action TV show Airwolf, Jan Michael Vincent, has died. The coroner said he died of natural causes. He apparently died about a month ago, February 10th, at a hospital in Asheville, North Carolina. He was in many movies from the 60s on and had many roles on TV. Jan Michael Vincent was 73 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two candidates for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination held rallies on Friday. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders talks about people calling him too radical.
Guaranteeing health care to all as a right, not a privilege. Too radical.
Meanwhile, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren tells supporters in New York City,
we're going to build a Democratic Party that is a workers' party, and we're going to do it from the grassroots up. That's how we'll make change in this country.
At least 10 people are running for the party nomination. Also, there's continued talk that former Vice President Joe Biden could soon enter the race. A leaker who was released is now back behind bars. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Chelsea Manning back in custody after now refusing to testify before a federal grand jury. That grand jury in Northern Virginia is investigating WikiLeaks. Manning is the former Army intelligence analyst who released classified data to WikiLeaks in 2010. She was convicted of numerous crimes in 2013, but her sentence was then commuted by President Obama. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.